This is David Haken with Casey Cafe Radio at the Walnut Valley Music Festival. I'm here with Adam Gardino and Kelly Chaplin, who are one of the alternates in the new song showcase. Welcome, Adam and Kelly.
Hi.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music growing up.
So for me, I started playing violin when I was 7. My mom, she's a music teacher, and at her school there was someone giving violin lessons, and so she's like, "Do you want to try violin?" And so I was like, "Well, sure, why not?" And so I started playing, and then when I got to middle school, she's like, "Do you want to start fiddle?" Because she knew I loved Irish music, and so I started playing, taking fiddle lessons as opposed to just classical, and I fell in love from that. Yeah, and so. I kind of went over to the dark side. I was doing fiddle, yeah. And so, from there, my mom would take me to a lot of concerts at what was known as the Black Rose Acoustic Society. And that's in Black Forest near Colorado Springs. And they have a really awesome musical community there. And that really fed my love for music and performing and songwriting as well.
Cool. So. I wound up on piano at the age of 7, and I didn't know how to tell the teacher that I wanted to learn honky-tonk piano, and so that didn't last for too long. I wound up playing my dad's guitar, and they got me a guitar for my 10th birthday, and then I started taking lessons when I was 13 or 14, doing the fingerstyle stuff, and from there it just kind of took off, and fell in love with the style, and was also a part of the Black Rose Acoustic Society, and just kind of kept going on from there.
Great. Well, tell us the spark for this first song you're going to play for us.
So this spark for the first song, I think, really kind of came out of, really truthfully, out of the title. It was, we were messing around with a chord and started singing, and it sounded like, oh, 1922. Okay, cool. Well, where could it go from there? And that's pretty broad for starting on a song. And so we started going, and this wasn't a true story, was it?
No, I knew I wanted to do a really dark and sad and very tragic ballad. Because Adam and I love doing really dark songs anyway. So we were like, why not? Why not? So I honestly don't remember where I got the idea. I think I just knew I wanted to do something about 22, mm-hmm. and something tragic. And so mm-hmm. I brought it to Adam, and we were like, just the date. Mm-hmm. And then he was messing on his guitar, and we just put it together.
Let's hear that song.
All right.
It was 1922, an outcast and a hero, the oldest of his brothers, the strongest and so dark, neath the Mississippi moon, a rescue to remember. He was Johnny Thompson, the man who stole my heart. And this girl was led astray beneath dark and eerie waters. The night that started everything, the night he saved my life. He pulled me from the river, drew me ever closer. Thompson in 1922.
Wasn't all
Thompson in 1922.
It was 1922 when I locked myself inside.
Wow. I would say that's deliciously dark.
That sounds like a chocolate. Oh, or some sort of candy or something.
Gosh,
yes.
Yeah.
So how did you two become a duo?
So what happened was, through a roundabout, we had met each other a handful of times.
Yeah.
Through the Black Rose Acoustic Society. We were taking lessons actually in the same spot from two different instructors that were actually, at one point, they were a part of the same band. And so they got together and said, hey, you guys need to get together and play. And so they both made us learn a tune. And I think you were more ready for that meeting than I was.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that, actually. we jammed before.
Yeah, and we got together and they had us playing the Countess Kathleen from
Oh my gosh,
thing.
You have the best memory.
I remember this because I was just so embarrassed because I could not get the guitar part. It was a 9/8 and it was a goofy little like turn around.
Oh, I thought it was great. I didn't even notice actually.
I just couldn't do it. And then after that, we actually, the next time we met was actually here at Winfield, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. And both our instructors wasn't Charlie, because Charlie Hall and then Hope Greitzer, shout out to them.
Yeah.
And, and we met here.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like in the camping group, I think we were the few adults, like the, or teenagers, I guess, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we clicked and we started jamming and. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of that happens at Winfield.
Yes,
at the Walnut Valley
so
Festival.
Much.
Yeah, it's great. A great place for connections, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, would you play another song for us?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
This song, I think Adam had an idea for it first, and then I made him change it around.
we were out at the Flying W Ranch out in Colorado Springs, burned down a handful of years ago, and we were out there practicing, and this melody came up, and wound up being... You know, the line that I had was, it's not what I remember, it's not what I remember. And it was fairly, you know, getting ready to be another dark tune. And I took it to Kelly, and Kelly went, no, this isn't a dark tune, it's a coming home song. So this is not what I remember.
Not what I remember.
I mean, I hope this is what I remember.
Hopefully we remember it, but yeah.
Thank you. so tall. There's a gentle whisper calling on the breeze. It's not what I remember, but it's coming back to me. It's not what I remember, the stillness of the barn, chirping of the crickets leading back to the pond. The tractor plows up memories planted in my mind. It's not what I remember, but it's growing in time. More gentle too, and those hands that waited so faithful and so true, how could I forget the sweetness of you?
Thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your music.
Thanks for having us.